Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Mary, you had, I don't think that you know that I know that you had a day on Sunday.
Why? What were you getting updated about?
Oh, just the fact that you're getting your, you're getting tattooed. Fake.
Oh,
tattooed. You guys were really, there were fights over the Bluetooth. There was like partying at it. Now let's preface of where you were at.
I obviously went to Original Joe's. They had me for, there's an Italian Heritage Parade in North Beach. What a day. It's like, it was just insane. Aperol Spritz, wine.
Just a lot of mixing.
I also bought two boxes of Morning Recovery because I wanted to give it to Kelly, who is so nice and works there and does all like their PR. And so I was like, I'm going to bring her a box and then I'm going to bring another box too, like to pass out. We kept on like running into a lot of my parents' friends and I would just like hand them the Morning Recovery. And like, here, you're going to need this. You'll thank me tomorrow.
You sent me a video of your parents chugging it. I mean, you were sending me videos. I'm like, I don't know
this.
I'm like, I know, literally, you need equity in this company. But I'm like laughing. I'm like, I don't know who these people are that you're sending me to. And I'm like, where are we going with this? But my friend that was with you, she's like, she texted us on like on Saturday. She's like, I got the spot. Because Mary is very stingy with who she invites, right? Like, I was invited to this whole thing, got cut real fast. I was like, you probably won't ever come, so you can't come. And then it was like, somebody might get to go for entrees. Somebody might get to go for appetizers. Someone might
get
to go for
appetizers. That's not true. I only invited my parents and my sister, Kelly, and I knew I had one more spot.
And Michael, your husband.
I invited Michael, too.
Yeah, your husband roommate got to come.
Don't even get me started on that. We're still in the moving process.
We have time.
It's horrible. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm very helpful either.
Wait, why? But what's happening?
He just has so much stuff. It's like insane. And yeah. At this point, I just say, you should just throw the rest out. But I think I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I'm like, there's no more space. That's it.
This relationship is not a compromise. This is Mary's life featuring Michael.
No, I just don't like a lot of stuff in my house. So
okay. Do you think maybe you could get rid of some of your stuff?
I did. Okay. I made space. In the room that we sleep in, but.
Well, obviously not. That's your room.
No. Like, he has the room next door. But I mean, yeah, I got rid of stuff too. There's been many trips to Goodwill. So.
No, it'll happen. It's going to go great. You know, unfortunately, Michael probably.
Time's up on Sunday. So.
Oh. Well, yeah. whatever makes it in by Sunday.
Exactly. I'm kind of like, that's okay with me.
And you're changing the locks by so that he can't bring anything else in.
I'm like, oh yeah. Aren't you going to go out all day Sunday though? Because it's like the 49ers versus the Browns. So like you can't do anything on Sunday either.
No, he has to be done by Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Okay. So marriage is great.
Yeah. Tell us about the villains.
Well, you guys, so Mary told me I had to go up to Jack's and talk to him. And I didn't want to. So first off, you took one
for the team.
I did. I really did. So first off, is at this place called Isabel. And I love that place. And it's expensive as hell because every time I've gone there, I've never walked out with a bill that's less than three figures just for myself. Right. And I'm not even eating dinner there.
Okay.
You know, so I was like, oh, you know, there's going to be free drinks. There's going to be free food. So the whole cast of House of Villains was there. But here's the crazy part. All of these other side reality stars were also there.
Okay. So it's a good crowd. It's just promoting. Why were you there? They're just promoting the show.
But I'm not trying to get fame out of this. Like, I was going for the free food and drink.
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, you've got like people from like The Circle, like Joey from The Circle. And then you've got Damien from Love is Blind. And then like Mitch from The Circle, who's also he has like a brother that was on the challenge. I don't know. It's like all these people. And then it was like Natalie Nunn from Bad Girls Club. And like, I don't think she's on the cast, but Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms was also there.
That's an interesting touch.
And so my friend and I were like there and like, look, we had also gone and met up with a friend before the event because it started at like 6:30. And I'm like, you never arrive at 6:30.
No. You had to get lubed up before.
Yeah. So we had a teeny, you know, at this place down the street and met up with another friend because she was she had an event like right by there too. And so, you know, we roll in like 7:15. I'm like, okay, it's got to be popping by 7:15. That's 45 minutes into this event.
Nobody was there.
It was not popping.
Nobody was there, yeah.
Been at that time. Okay. But the stars were there. So it was actually interesting. So they have like this parking lot next door, you know, or maybe it's their valet, whatever. And they had like all this step and repeat. But it was just like the villains that were on the step and repeat. Like they hadn't like, there was no like other people on it. So it was like a really big setup just for them. And they kept just like kind of going it back and forth to that step and repeat. And then in the restaurant, there's also like this like staircase. It's like a wide staircase. Like you can sit on it too.
Wait, like it's also like seating. This is just reminding me of how come in Atlanta they have that staircase?
What?
You know, in Real Housewives of Atlanta,
yeah.
How I've been meaning to ask you this. How when they always put on Real Housewives of Atlanta, they have this long staircase, but it's like nobody's real staircase.
Wait, what?
Okay, I'll find a photo.
I literally have no it in the beginning.
Like, yeah, or like anytime they go to a commercial or coming back.
What?
It's like not real.
Like it's like in like the picture about
this staircase. Yeah.
Wait, I need you. Can you like Google it while I'm talking about this? Okay. So anyway, so we go inside. So I see like the two people that I was like, okay, one I want to see. And then like two, I have to see. Right. So one is Johnny Bananas, because if you're like a challenge fan, you know, you just got to know. And like, he's from Orange County. I'm from Orange County. So obviously we have connections. Totally. And then my friend also, she works at Paramount. So she's also connected into like the MTV scene and she's done like shoots with them. She's in marketing. And so, you know, we're like, okay, we got an in with Johnny and we're like, and we got to talk to him before because we just do, you know, but I was like, Mary told me I have to freaking talk to Jax and ask him to unblock. And I didn't want to, you guys. I really didn't want to.
But that one martini helped you.
Well, yeah. And then like the five other drinks that I had too. Okay.
Okay.
And then I also after was like, we should go to another bar. You guys, I haven't gone out in like weeks. I I was like, I was like, oh my God, the outside, this is wild. Like, I just like haven't gone out.
So fun.
So I was like, I should go to every place I've ever thought about going to in my life on a Thursday night.
That's, I think going out on Thursday is over Friday, Saturday.
Until you have to have a 9 a.m. meeting on Friday and you're like, are
come on, nine, that's off? Nothing.
Okay. I'm just, I'm sorry that you're a teacher. Congrats. Yeah. I'm happy for you. But it just let me tell you, that was
9 a.m. is civilized.
That was a rough 9 a.m. for me. Okay. It was a rough 9 a.m.
Okay.
So I go up to Jax. I'm like, hi, Jax. I'm going to this so defeated because I'm so mad that I'm like doing this for Mary. I was like, could you unblock us? And he's like, what? And he goes, you're the third person that said that to me tonight. And I was like, well, Jax, I think that's a you thing. Anyways, I'm like, oh, you know, I have this account too. He's like, I don't even know how to unblock people. I don't even know how to block them. You know, like Jax
classic
is like
just tale. A
classic Jax Taylor telling a lie. So he's like, well, this is how you do it. And then he's like, well, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I tried anyways.
Good
so
talk.
So then he's like, but I will do it if you come to my bar opening this Thursday, like it's, you know, tomorrow, Thursday. And I'm like, okay.
So you're going?
Absolutely not. I'm absolutely not going to that. It's in Studio City. I'm not going over the hill, nor am I going over the hill. Like I have like a very good friend that lives over the hill that I see once every 6 months because neither of us want to travel over the hill.
Now, who do you think will actually go from like Vanderpump Rules? The Toms? I feel like the Toms.
Okay, so while we were there, Tom Schwartz texted him.
Okay. He'll go.
So my friend's like, Tom Schwartz, like read the text. I'm like, okay. So I'm like standing next to Jax because, you know, Jax is also a wife guy now. You know, he's a wife guy. He doesn't do anything without his wife.
Was she there?
No, she's in Kentucky. He didn't really know. He doesn't know how to function when his wife's not around. He's a wife guy.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And so anyways, so I like read and Tom Schwartz, and he's like, you know, Schwartz texts me all the time. He's like, Tom. So Tom has texted because now I'm just a looky-loo and I'm reading the text and I'm like, let's get some juicy stuff in.
Totally.
Here, you know? I want some juicy. Anyways, Schwartz was at Schwartz and Sandy's and was like, hey, is your bar open? Like, we have a lot of people here. And they want to, like, they're looking for somewhere else to go. And so I guess.
How far are they apart?
Truthfully, probably 15-ish minutes, 20 max, because they're kind of like on the, like, you could go. Yeah. Like, honestly, it's not that far in LA terms. Going over the hill isn't that far either. It's just going over the hill. And that's just like Laurel Canyon, you guys. It's on a good day. You can get over it in like 30 minutes. If there's traffic, it's just like a one lane through a canyon.
Got it.
Or you have to go all
Laurel.
Laurel, yes. Mm-hmm. Laurel Canyon. Yes, exactly. So, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, Shore's always sending people over to our bar. So I guess it's like partially open. Anyways, I felt like that was the charity for the night. So I did my 501c3 donation trying to get us unblocked. I did not get us unblocked.
That's okay.
So I do
want to say shot.
I put the effort in.
I appreciate you getting up, mustering the balls to talk to Jax Taylor about unblocking. Yeah. So thank you.
So my favorite thing there too is they had this like photo booth set up and they had props there, but each prop was for like the villains. And so like, if you know who the villains are, like they had like something for everyone. So like, I don't know, like Tanisha from Bad Girls Club, she was known for like banging pots and pans together. So they had like pots and pans there, you know.
Did Jax have like stolen sunglasses?
Someone stole them.
What about a cable knit sweater?
I don't remember. What was Jax's? There was bananas for bananas. But then, like, you guys, also, I lied. There were three people I wanted to see because I love New York. Tiffany Pollard, New York. And I was very intimidated to talk to her. So I didn't. I love you. What the hell is wrong with me? She's like, New York. You're great. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, thank you. She was so nice. So then, because we had a couple of drinks, like we're like taking photos, my friend and I, just of each other, you know, and my friend sticks her tongue out, like, you know, like, because we're dumb and a little intoxicated. And that's when Abby Lee Miller, she rolls on up and she says, don't do that, honey. And my friend's like, wait, what? And she turns, she goes, I always tell the girls, don't do that because then the men are going to Photoshop a dick in your mouth.
Oh. Thanks, Abby.
I'm like, we are 37.
I also feel like you put your tongue out in pictures a lot, too.
Where are the Photoshop photos?
You do.
I do. When I drink a little.
Yeah, you're like, ah, and like do a peace sign.
Yeah, I'm embarrassing. I'm embarrassing. So that was the House of Villains. I mean, thanks, E, for the invite. NBC Universal was great, but it was, you know, it was just it was funny because I'm like, what are all these other, like, I felt like the other reality stars were like there in support to like get cast on season two.
Well, I mean, that all makes sense to me, though. And they just want to like stay in the spotlight, stay relevant.
They wanted people to keep it going so badly. And well, I was like,
yeah, I do, too.
Well, that's true. When Mary texts me, saw me today in SF. I was like, oh, were you at one of the three locations you're always at? I was. Okay, well,
let me know when you get noticed.
I never get noticed. People don't even know what I look like. I hide. I don't know. I'm behind the scenes. You're the talent. I'm the behind the scenes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. I know when I need to let a star sparkle.
I'm shining bright, baby.
Speaking of sparkling, let's segue into a lightning bolt. That was a tough segue, but I think it kind of worked. Because Raquel, and you know what? I'm proud of her.
She's selling her TomTom sweatshirt that has a few rhinestones missing and the lightning necklace.
But I liked in the description for the lightning necklace, she says, this was for someone who had power over me and now he does it. And I want to get rid of it.
Well, and she's giving it to charity.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, good for you, Raquel.
I wonder how much it will go for. I'd love to know like the final bid.
Like $10.
No, people are psycho.
There's no way that goes for more than $500. And if it goes for more than $500, guys, just go buy the necklace yourself.
but you could get the 503C write-off.
No, because it's through eBay. Oh. She's donating it to charity. Yeah. Your money is going to her and then she's going to donate it herself. Right?
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Sorry. Little wild today. I tried to watch the Special Forces show that Tom's on.
Yes.
You guys, it is. You look bad. So bad. First off, Tara Reid on that show. I am worried for her.
Yeah.
Doesn't
look good.
It's rough. I only got two episodes in and the poor thing. She tried to sneak cigarettes. They caught her right away. They're like, what's in your pocket? She's like, nothing. And they're like, okay. And then they're like, and what's in the other pocket? She's like, definitely nothing. And she's like, sorry, it is another pack of cigarettes.
Didn't like her and like Jenny McCarthy get into a fight recently? Like promoting this show?
Jenny McCarthy is not on this show.
No, like Jenny McCarthy was maybe interviewing Tara Reid.
Oh.
They got into some weird argument.
That wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. I was a casual like hop in. Like I was, you know, I had it on the background. And Tom's just like, the weirdest thing, you guys, I think about this whole Scandoval thing is he always says how he has disappointed other people. My family, my friends, like literally will never mention Ariana.
Oh.
No, Ariana. Like he never says like, oh, you know, I messed up with my ex-girlfriend. Like he will not mention that. It's like everybody.
Because I don't think he feels bad about it in so many ways. I think he in his mind is like, I really didn't do that something so wrong, because I think he genuinely convinced himself that he was broken up with her. I do like maybe really feel like that.
Maybe sometimes we believe our own lies, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to continue watching the show. It's not good.
Okay.
I wish it was. I'm just not interested. But I will tell you what I watched over the weekend, and I want to recommend it to everyone.
Okay.
And it's Beckham. It's the four episode series on Netflix. You guys, it is. I don't care if you don't even like David Beckham. I don't care if you don't like soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. This documentary is just so, like, I was getting giddy watching it. Like after the fourth episode, I was like, I want more. Like him and like Posh are like funny.
So I started it and I was bored.
Okay,
it was too soccer influenced for me.
Okay, so he is. So that will be a very large part of the documentary.
Yeah.
But I'm actually surprised that you don't like it because it goes into this whole thing. Did you get to the World Cup part of it?
I honestly saw him make the goal at the half. Line.
Mary, you got to keep going. No, you got to keep going because it's really interesting how the dynamic of the UK press, because, you know, they're relentless, like obviously like with the Princess Diana and all this stuff, and how after the World Cup, the way that the press went after them and just I find it like really fascinating and interesting. I think you should keep with it. My dad also said he fell asleep in part of the first episode, but then loved the last three.
So I know the affair comes up.
And yeah, it's in episode 4, I believe they talk about it. They don't not say it happened. They don't address like certain people or like whoever it could be. They just say this was like the hardest time in our lives together.
So they won't admit to having an affair.
I think it's implied, to be honest. I actually think it's implied. I think that they don't say David had an affair, but they say like we were again, you know, it's us against the world, but it's also was us against each other. And like I was alone, like they don't not say it. They don't say it or they don't not say it, but it felt implied to me that like this did happen.
Okay. Maybe I'll give it another shot. I think now knowing it's a lot about soccer.
Yeah. So he was a soccer. He was a big football player.
I just have to go in with a different lens because I love a good sports story.
You love sports. Big sports.
I love a good sports story.
Okay. Well, and now, yeah. And then the Messi documentary also came out on Apple TV. And so I'm going to watch that one too. Messi Coming to America.
Okay.
I'll watch that one for you first and let you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll screen it for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome. But the documentary is just so good. It's so good. Like, I'm so sad that I'm like over with it. Like, I want them to do more. And obviously it's produced by him. So it's more of a puff piece about him, you know, but I saw
his honey.
Yeah, he's just so simple. Like he is, you love that guy from Ted Lasso that says football is life.
Right.
That's David Beckham.
Okay.
Like that's just, he's just so simple. He just wants to, he's rich, but he's from like, you know, small town.
Humble beginnings.
Yes. It's like, I think it's just.
His dad was obsessed with soccer.
Yeah. And I think what's really cool, too, is that he got a lot because of obviously his star power. He got a lot of people to be in it who are like integral parts in these like, you know, former coaches, like players, like people he didn't get along with like that. But obviously, it was like a mutual respect.
Well done.
100% loved it. Absolutely loved it.
OK, I like
that. I don't think I need to convince you anymore. And also, I'm also starting to watch. I don't know if I mentioned it, but my dad also recommended it's a little bit older. Did I mention this last week? Maybe Limitless with Chris Hemsworth. That was on Disney Plus, but it's actually on Hulu.
Okay.
Same kind of company, but it's talking about like ways to just like how like just like about your life. And like it's more about him going into like the fact that he figures out he has a gene for Alzheimer's and then like how he can like prolong his life and stuff. I don't know fully. I'm literally 5 minutes into the first episode. So I've done well, but my dad was like, you've got to watch it. You will really enjoy it. And he doesn't give me a ton of recommendations usually. So
worth a shot.
Yeah, worth it. I think it's like 6 parts. And he's watched it multiple times.
Oh wow. He's inspired.
He's in.
He's also retired.
Yeah. Well, and now he's into cold plunges now. He's like, oh, I went to a cold plunge. And I'm like, oh yeah. He's like, might have to get one here.
It's like that he's trying to like prolong his life. What is it called? Like something,
the blue zones.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe he has started watching that. I know I mentioned that too. I was going to start watching that. I've got just like a lot about life right now. Okay. You know, yeah. Are you watching anything?
Well, I cracked the Polyclast case again in 2020.
You cracked it or the FBI did?
We did it. We did it together.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
So that was good. What else? Oh, I'm just like, I'm really invested in the Kardashians and them trying to make it look like Tristan is a good dad. It's just so, I'm like, they keep on saying they're not together. She's waiting for him to move out. But
they're together?
Yes, I do.
100%.
Yeah. I do think they're together and that's why they're like, oh, Tristan, he's such a great dad, but he made so many mistakes. And I understand how they're not going to get back together, but we do love him. And then
they're enablers of bad men, though. Like Scott was around for so long.
The thing is, so I feel like the Cabo part of the like 2 weeks ago was boring. Then this week, they really played up the Tristan storyline. But then we have to watch like Corey and Chris go on a date. Like, I don't want to watch that. Yeah. I want the behind the scenes life. And like, why do we never see Kendall and Kylie? You know, like, what are we hiding there? They really, if they want to keep this show going, they
give me Timothy Chalamet. Give me Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
I want that like, shit. Okay. You guys are late to famous.
You can't just show men? Like half your life.
Yeah, like, I don't care if you can't cut a cucumber. Like, that was funny, but, like, do something else. It's like poke, you know, it's like the guy with, like, the meme with, like, the stick that's like, do something, and you're, like, poking it.
Yes.
You want them to do something. They give us half of a good episode every episode, yeah, I feel.
But I'll keep watching. And yeah. I've seen snippets of Caitlyn Jenner has, like, a new kind of doc out. Sky
documentary.
So
I don't care.
I'm going to watch it.
You are? Where do you watch it?
Oh, I just watch the clips on TikTok, but I'll actually watch the entire thing.
I know, but isn't it a UK doc?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Thanks, it was TikTok.
I think it was on like Sky TV or something in the UK. I'm sure it'll come over here at some point. Okay. See it on HBO Max.
And just how much like Caitlyn's life has flipped too, because, you know, for 23 years, it was like the Kardashian side of his life. And now Caitlyn only talks to like the Jenner sides. You know what I mean?
I don't think the Jenner side even talks to Caitlyn, though.
That's what Caitlyn says in the doc.
Yeah. Probably. Like,
I talk to Brody, all those people. I just think it's like very interesting how that, like,
but I love how Brody has a kid is like, I won't be like how my dad was.
Yeah. Drinking breast milk and
his coffee. Maybe they ran out of oat milk.
It could happen easily.
Who knows? I want to talk about, okay, so Mauricio, I want to go back to some Bravo stuff here. Mauricio's mom posted a photo of her, his dad, him, and this other woman whose name is Leslie Bega. Apparently she's a former actress and she also works at the agency. And in the photo, it's after Dancing with the Stars, which she was in the audience for. She has her hand on, they're sitting next to each other, and she has her hand on his shoulder.
On Mauricio's shoulder. Sitting on the same side of the table, yes, as Mauricio.
Right. And his parents are on the other side. It was a four top. His parents are divorced. So she posts, you know, thank you. And then she's like, thanks, Leslie, for driving me home. It's like, okay, well, something's weird here. So then TMZ breaks, like, oh, she's not dating Mauricio. She's dating Mauricio's dad. But 5 days ago, I don't know, within the past week, if you go to Mauricio's dad Instagram, he's posted his girlfriend who's not Leslie Bega. Now, unless this is a sister wives thing, which, by the way, Christine's sister wives got married over the weekend.
I saw that.
Oh, Christine. Janelle went. Nachos.
Yeah.
But what's the story? I think she's boning Mauricio. And you know what? Age appropriate. Because Kyle, if she's with Morgan, what is that, 28 years difference?
Yeah. They need to stop pretending. Yeah. Like, just give it up. You're separated. You guys can date other people. You're decided to like put the marriage on hold and just let us know. You're public figures. You need to let us know.
Don't say you want privacy. Do you really care, though? I honestly don't care. I think it's weirder that they're trying to go through all, like, jump through all these hoops. It's like, live your best life. You guys have been doing this secretly for years now, and then something snapped. I don't know what it was, but you know, and
we're not like, going to get anything out of the season. No answers.
Zero. Absolutely zero. They're going to say, like, it's just going to be like tattoos for no.
It's going to be like Sutton and Garcelle saying, like trying to put the fuel on the fire and like her never actually admitting to it.
Why is everybody attacking me? Yeah. This is my marriage, my kids, the union. And that, you know, we have trouble, but who doesn't have trouble, Mary? Of course, okay. I'll be glued every week.
Yeah.
You know what? Live your best life. Like, you know, be authentically you.
I agree.
Okay. Can we talk a little before we get into like the full recaps and everything? Can we talk some Southern Charm?
I'm obsessed with this.
Did you get your package from Taylor, by the way?
No.
Oh, sad for you. So shout out to Taylor. I will post about this at some point, but Taylor sent a package for Day Chaser.
I didn't get that.
Oh,
did you send my address?
I did.
Oh, maybe. How long ago did you get it?
Like last Friday, I think.
Maybe I just haven't gotten any yet.
Perhaps.
There was a package in front of my house this morning.
Did you grab it? Was it like a big box
inside the house? But I didn't open it.
Okay, so it's probably is that.
I didn't actually bring in the package, but like somebody else did.
Was it a very big, like a big?
I think so.
Skinny big?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. It's probably from Taylor. So anyway, she sent us a box that has like a beanie, has some of the drinks to try out. So I wanted to watch the next episode of Southern Charm and enjoy it. The Day Chaser. Yeah, okay. So like that's fair. My plan. So thank you, Taylor. And I know
she's dating someone, I think, in real life.
Okay, so the rumor over the weekend, too, is that Shep was in the Bahamas. Dumois said this, and he was with some girl, and they had rings, and they said they were married.
That, honestly, he would just do that for fun.
Yeah. But who is the woman?
I don't care. And then
I feel like Taylor posted a photo after that.
Good for her.
I know.
I hope she's seriously dating someone. She is stunning. She's a woman of faith. She is a woman of integrity.
Integrity. She's encouraging her best friend, Olivia. I'm like, after I watched this week, I'm like, okay, now look, I love mess. So thank you for putting it on my screen. But this is why I don't want to be friends with any of these people ever in my life, because it's so incestuous with this. Like her encouraging Olivia.
Austin as a really good friend. They went through this hardship together. They had some drinks a couple nights in a row and hooked up a lot. And
Austin being like, define hooked up. He's so I don't know, Austin, drunk. Anything.
They definitely did everything.
You think they
I
did?
I do think so.
Okay. I was thinking as a make out, but now
they're going to say make out.
Okay. I'm going to say something inappropriate.
Sure. They'd be a good couple.
They didn't hook up because they couldn't.
Because they were so drunk.
Because they were so drunk. Yes. And there were some.
But then they did the next morning.
I don't know. Something's weird, but it's like, I felt
they hooked up.
I feel bad for Olivia because I think Olivia Moore was like, it wasn't even the Austin thing. She's like upset about her friendship with Taylor, right? Because let's be real, Austin and Olivia there was never a point where they were so together. It's more like you're encouraging it and at the same time asking your brother if you should be together with Austin. Like, that feels yucky.
I feel like she's just like was very lost. She was very heartbroken about this Shep situation. She found comfort in Austin. They had some fun times together, good nights. She confided in him and she was like not thinking clearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. Then I would have taken this to the grave.
They should have.
I would not have said.
They did a very bad job.
Like, if they hooked up, maybe at some point that comes out. But I'm like, don't tell people you were asking your family if you should be in a relationship.
Because they definitely hooked up.
I know, but it's like, keep that shit a secret, okay? If you hooked up, you could blame like that. I feel like if they said that out loud, like, oh my God, we were drunk and hooked up, everybody be like, oh, okay, it happens because we've all done it. But then I'm like, but they're like, I think they're more mad about the fact of like, okay, so you hooked up, fine. But the fact that you were thinking about being in a relationship, that's where it crosses the line.
I agree with that. And I think she was thinking that. I don't think Austin was thinking it.
Not at all. Not at all. I also, okay. But here's the thing. I feel like Olivia is actually more of Shep's type. Comes from money.
Like people were saying they were really getting along in the car ride over.
That whole thing. I mean, Shep is not Olivia's type, I don't believe at all. But like, I could see that being more of a pair where I almost am like, I could see like, him
being Olivia. Have a job. And she basically.
Neither does Shep.
No, but we've known that for years. I mean, his job is the show and he has a trust fund. But
I think she has a trust fund.
Obviously.
If she wants someone to travel with, she doesn't have to quit her dental assistant job.
Exactly.
So it just feels like almost like she could be like more of his equal in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's also funny too, because, okay, the big party was right. A Day Chaser party, après ski, which this is like multiple après ski parties are happening. It's like Lisa's party. Taylor's
I did think it was party. Interesting that Austin was like, I'm not going to go to that.
I thought that was smart of him.
I was shocked.
I think it was more, though, he didn't want to be on the receiving end. He'd already dealt with it at Madison's party kind of thing, even though he was like, yeah, Madison, you can come over to Whitney's house. I also thought it's like
Madison, the way he says Madison, like, is haunting.
It's like his tongue hits every part of his his bottom lip when he says it. It's like, Mad. Madison.
But this is totally how shit really goes down. They had to go to a real party, but they really wanted to just be with Whitney and Austin. And then they go to the after party. Drinks have been flowing. And it's like, let's have the real conversation. I kind of loved it. It felt very natural. It felt like
it's funny. Vanita was like, is this an open invitation? They're like, no. Vanita, you can't come to the party. Okay.
And Craig then is just like chowing down on chicken in the kitchen. Like,
but the funniest part, I thought before when Shep was leaving and Shep's holding a beer that he's just ordered because he doesn't want any of that seltzer shit. And Taylor, and he's like, is it okay if I leave? And she's like, it's not okay, you're drinking that. He's like, I'm not driving. And she's like, no, I mean, you should be drinking my drink. He's like, oh, somebody gave this to me. The editor's like 10 minutes earlier.
You can tell what a compulsive liar he is.
I mean, but it's like, but it's so interesting because there's still this like, because he even said too, he's like, oh, you know, Taylor invited me, so I feel like that's progress. It's like, it's progress because you're filming.
Right.
You're not, none of you are invited to any of these other things when there's no film happening.
But also, I just think Charleston is such a small town.
Totally. Everybody knows like, everything. I mean, again, never been there, just from the vibes.
It is a small town.
Yeah.
You run into the same people, I'm sure, over and over.
It just is funny that it's like, I felt like Whitney and Shep, first off, Whitney also called Grey Goose French vodka.
Oh, okay.
Grey Goose? I don't know. Like, I don't know where he was going with that. I was like, that's Grey Goose. And then I'm like, taking shots of Grey Goose. Woof.
Yuck.
Woof.
And then it's still like interesting.
Do you feel like they're in the basement of Pat's house too? Like, Pat, like he's like, we have to keep quiet because my mom's upstairs sleeping and I don't want to wake her up.
No, the house, like, it's when you're in it, feels a lot smaller than it looks.
Because there's just it seems like there's a lot of rooms in there, so it's like small rooms.
I almost feel like there's only like two bedrooms upstairs.
Oh, maybe I'm just talking about the downstairs.
And Pat has a lot of clothes.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
she does. I mean, look, you guys, Southern Charm is back. I don't care. I
love it.
So highly entertained by it.
I would like to interview someone.
Okay, great.
Like, get one of
you
them.
Want Shep?
I do.
Would love Shep.
Shep, come on down.
I mean, again, you could have asked him to come to your wedding and you said no.
He's probably going to visit me after BravoCon. So
from DMs that you sent or just ask, believe, receive?
He's just going to keep coming out west. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this based on anything or a vibe? Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were chatting. I was like, what are you guys chatting about? Shall we take a quick break and then come back?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. Always getting 15% off. Check out Way.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Okay, we've got New York, we've got Salt Lake City, and an Orange County recap. Where are we going first?
Let's move on from Orange County. Like, let's jump through that, and then I think maybe like an Orange County to a New York.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? It just felt to me, it was like, oh, thank God this is like two parts. We didn't even need the second part. We didn't need the second part.
Highlights for me were as Tamara yelling at Andy.
The audacity.
She literally yells at him, be quiet. We're talking about that, so fuck off. I think the other women were like, ooh, you don't cross Andy like that. Like, it feels like she'll get like a talking to, you know?
Yeah, she might be careful. But then she also kept saying multiple times throughout, like, if you'll have me next season. Like, I think she was very nervous. She's worried about this almost, you know. And it's like,
I just felt very calculated by Tamara. She was so literally crying at the end, pretending that she loved Heather. Like, oh my gosh, like every birthday I hear from you, anniversary, Christmas. Remember, Heather was a bridesmaid in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think here, like, Heather made a great point. She's like, I just didn't know why you were so angry. You looked great. Your kids are in good places, you know. And then she's like telling us this sob story. Well, like, Cutfin is closing and, you know, Bronx. And, you know, I just didn't know where my place was. And I drank way too much. And I just felt like Tamara was so fucking full of shit. And she completely tried to alienate Heather the entire season. She was calculated. She tried to take her down. And she's trying to fool us as the audience to feel bad for her. And guys, don't fall for it.
You know what annoys me when she said that to Andy? Like, why are you stirring the pot? Like, we're not talking about them. Like, guys, the reunion shows are to talk about what happened in the season. So stop saying you're in a better place now. I don't give a shit if you're in a better place now. I want to address what happened because that's what these shows are for. So when you do all this bullshit of like, oh, we talked before and like things are okay, it's like, what was that?
I also felt like they were trying to like give us this script. Like Andy even said, like, well, I'm really glad like you guys are all ending today in a better place and you guys are all going to have like lunch together and dinner tonight. And like, that's what this is about. And
it felt like, right? It was like Shannon was with her glam
but
team.
Didn't you feel like they were like trying to move this narrative for us to buy into?
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Let us make our own opinions.
It just was a lot of like yelling too. I was like, Emily, you're doing too much right now. And like, I felt like every time they were coming at Heather, I'm like,
I don't understand the loser comment thing. I understand that Heather called them losers and I think she probably called them multiple times, but
I think Heather talked about part of the cast of like, I think she did say like Noella and Jen, like old Jen, not this Jen and Ryan, but Jen and Ryan, Mr. Yeah. Peepers. I think she did call them losers. I think she like really did not like Noella. And I think she probably did at one point. Do I think Heather thinks she's better than this cast? Yeah, because you know why? She is. She is better than this cast. And I think she says these things where it's like, here's the, like she said, like, this is the situation I'm in, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, Tamara, you are trying, like, you also called them losers. I don't care if you were pretending, like, you called
them losers. They also have to, like, pretend like they like each other. I feel like Heather was basically saying, this is who I had to work with last season. And so I was working with a bunch of losers, but obviously I want people to watch the show. This is my first season back. Yeah. So I'm trying to move the story and get people to watch. Like, but I wasn't given that much to work with.
Right. It's like, and it's just, guys, again, Tamara is still the issue.
Yeah.
She's still the issue. This whole thing with Shannon, the whole thing with Shannon too. It's like Shannon, like she's still going after Heather at this point. After it was literally everybody pointed out and then also agreed that Shannon had called them, had talked about it. And I texted you. She called, she said, you know, you owe my husband an apology. But she was saying like, you owe my boyfriend a huge apology. She called John Jansen her husband. Thought that was interesting. I thought that was interesting.
Honestly,
and it's the whole thing is so sad because about the foreshadowing of what was to come and what we know at this point, which she's also this week now is going to outpatient rehab, which she needs to. The one thing I will give Tamara that I think Shannon needed to kind of adapt and put into her life is like Tamara's saying like, I drank too much. Like Shannon is so far down the hole of alcohol, like of her relationship with alcohol that she can't even say I should drink less. She can't even say that because she can't admit to the fact that she could potentially like have a problem.
Yeah, because I mean, who wants to admit that?
But I'm saying like Tamara said, like, I drank too much this season. Like if Shannon had just said, oh God, like I've had a couple of really bad nights. And unfortunately, those are the nights that I called you guys. If you just kind of like presented in a different light, but her being so, oh wait, I also thought it was interesting too. Sorry, I know I'm going a little everywhere. But in the beginning of the episode, she does apologize to Gina. And I thought that the editors were like kind of mean to Shannon in the sense of last week, we see her basically denying everything, not apologizing for the CPS comment, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like the first thing that happens this week, like they let Shannon hang to dry for a week of not apologizing. And then this is the first thing she does this week.
I didn't really feel like that was an apology, though. She basically like, I didn't mean that you would take, they would take your kids away. But like, if there was no adult present, they would have had to.
No, but she said, I'm sorry, Gina. Like she did say, I'm sorry. And so it just was like funny.
I honestly didn't hear it.
But it just was funny to me that they were like, let's just like give it, like, let's let people Shannon's, react
for a week. Shannon's like package back was brutal. I mean,
she had a horrible reunion too. The way she reacted on everything, it just this is
to me. I actually,
it's like an intervention. Shannon
could go on pause for me. Like maybe she should. Too dark. It's not fun. I also think that she like has such an ego now. Shannon used to be one of my favorites, and
but she's literally like, the beginning my of the season.
Job is to be Shannon's Doris Bedore. I took my shirt off when I gained 42 pounds. I'm the first housewife to talk about infidelity. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all. Maybe on that show, but I'm like, didn't Tamara literally wasn't there? It's that just whole like thing?
Gone to her head too much. So to me, I was ready for a little pause.
I think it's because in general she had a good season for the most part until the back half. And I feel like when they recorded the reunion, that's when like the CPS things were happening. So they probably watched these episodes like 3 or 4 episodes in a row where it's like, okay, not Shannon's greatest, but the social media presence of like Shannon Storms Bedore killing it and Gina not, and like the reaction to the social media stuff with the same skirt, that Shannon was like riding on a high of like, yeah, the fandom is behind me right now. And so that was the ego in this reunion when we're like, by the time this airs, you have a DUI, right? You're going to be going to outpatient rehab. And right.
I also think that she just needs to cut off John Jansen. I don't think he off. Is bringing any positivity towards her life.
If you're in the stage,
she's
somebody,
a sad, wounded lady.
If you're in the stage with somebody where you are continually breaking up and breaking and getting back together, it needs to be done. Because that's not healthy anymore and nothing good is going to come. You need a pause on that too. A pause on OC. Here's the thing. Shannon can come back if she fully pauses on John Jansen. I don't know that she can pause on two
things. I would agree with that.
We need to give her an ultimatum.
Yeah.
She got to get rid of John Jansen and she can come back to the show. She does not get rid of him. She does not come back.
So who's going to be on next season?
Everyone. It felt like the whole cast was coming back.
Okay.
I mean, I did laugh when Vicky texted Andy.
The She's photo trying of her at the so reunion. Hard.
And you know what?
So
she
hard.
Can come back. She can come back as a friend. But as we said, I think maybe there might be. It felt like the way that Andy ended the reunion was that this cast is coming back, because he had said to, you know, he read a tweet from someone saying like, I don't have a question. I just want to tell you that this cast is the best it's been. So I think we need to have allies for Heather, because she needs to come back and she needs to there. I mean, I love when she called Tamara an asshole. Like, I'm scared. You are an asshole.
I'm scared of you because I know what you can do and you have ammo and you'll use it when it's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's just the whole thing. But everybody, and I actually thought it was really interesting too that Heather told Gina and Emily before the season that they needed to find their own identities outside of each other.
I actually think that's great advice.
I think it is too. I think she's totally right. And I think they did. Because I was thinking, I was like, what was Emily's storyline really this season? Her model daughter.
Yeah. And they tried to like build up her mother story again, but then we never even got the visit with her mom.
Yeah. So it's like, you know. I don't know what. Now, I don't think you always need to have some crazy storyline, because I think if you're moving the storylines of the fights within the group along, that's okay. And I think she did that a lot this season. But at the reunion, I was like, you got to stop yelling.
Well,
You got to stop yelling if you're not getting your point across. And I feel like you're just going after Heather because this is like, you know how some people too at the reunion come into the reunion because they're like, I got to make a splash because I got to save my job.
Right.
And then I also wonder, when they get their reunion seating chart. Is it the day of? Are they told the day before? Because I think that also is very telling. If I'm third on that, if I'm third and it's not my first season.
I feel like they tell them day of.
They come out and they're like, okay, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're here. You're here.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if this is my sixth season and I'm third chair.
They should actually record them figuring out where they get to sit and like get to talk about it.
I
can't believe I'm second.
I would love that. A behind the scenes that starts off with like, hi, you know, it's reunion day. Cause we didn't even get that this year, this season with this reunion. Usually we get them arriving. We just got like the Bravo Sphere thing.
Right. Or like eating lunch and talking.
Yeah. There was none of
that. Well, I guess it's just because it was two.
Truthfully, episodes. It could have just been one part. I don't feel like we got anything else out of this.
I agree.
And you know what? That was a good OC season.
I liked the season. I agree. I never really liked reunions. So,
yeah, you're not a reunion.
Par for the course.
Yeah. But I thought, you know, I think,
enjoyed this season.
Yeah. But if you're coming to a reunion, you better address everything. Okay, Tammy Sue. Anything else
don't
about
cry, Wolf.
Anything else about Orange County or should we go to New York?
Let's go to New York.
Okay.
This episode I liked.
Here's the thing. I don't want everybody saying, Sai and Aaron have to go. They have to go. No, they need to come back and accept their villain roles for season two. And they need to experience the backlash of it all. They do not need to go. But God, Sai, get a hobby. You need to get a hobby.
I did think it was interesting that Pavitt didn't actually have a book.
So I don't trip. I think that you I actually was glad that I was like, I bet that Mary and not in you in general, but just I think a lot of viewers are not actually understanding what's happening here.
Oh, I completely understand.
Well, no, about why he doesn't have a flight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He got three of these types of tickets. He can't actually book it because they don't release them until certain times.
No, so he bought them
for them to release.
He brought them
the
pre-COVID.
Ticket.
He bought the tickets pre-COVID, had the flights booked pre-COVID. Now the borders are closed, which is why he can't, because it's, okay, sorry. I did not mean that insulting. I'm sorry if that came off that way. I wasn't trying to insult you there. No, but I just thought it was interesting because it wasn't getting, like, Sai wasn't seemingly not understanding what Jessel was saying when she's like, you said he's going to Vietnam in a week. And she's like, I thought
trying to catch him in a lie. There is no lie. But they want to pretend also, they also want to pretend that he is like fucking around on her. Literally. And they're literally saying this to her face, which is so skeevy. Like,
also, your husband's agreeing with Pavitt that sounds like a great idea. So here's the thing.
Okay, I'm going to minor in psychology real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to minor in psychology. Sex is so transactional for Abe and David. And that I don't know that Sai and Aaron really love having sex as much as they talk about, as much as they know that they have to because their husbands love having sex that much. And so they're so obsessed with the fact of like, when they're like, yeah, she said it like took him 25 minutes to get into sex. It's like, yeah, have you heard of foreplay? Like, oh, what? He like went down on her. It's like, first off, why we're even like discussing the ins and outs of their sex life. But I'm like,
yeah, this is too much for me. I would just say they're honestly trying to get Jessel. They have something
against
her. If
Heather DeBro, I'd be calling them losers.
They are like obsessed. They're like, why would your husband want to go to like, is he going to Thailand? Thailand, right?
No, he's going to Vietnam.
Vietnam.
That's the thing is because I think actually that Sai is confusing Vietnam for Thailand.
Okay.
And that's what also like really bothers me is she's like, yeah, what's over there? It's like, again, these are like beautiful countries that people go and travel to. And Pavitt is clearly a travel man and like a foodie. Like and he's taking time away because he likes to fly. It's like there's no story here, Sai.
There is no story. And I think a lot of people try to get their points.
He like, wants to have medallion status.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Matt Rogers said it best. Clearly, Sai and Aaron love to fly coach.
I just think he is like, he doesn't even have to explain himself either. I do feel like they are
best friends, Jessel and Hobbit. Them. And they, I like how they like stood up for one another this week too. And that was like kind of, I feel like the first time that I saw her, like
you come, saw their relationship.
Come to his back too, you know, both like, she, both I feel like she's very quick to like throw him under the bus or make like a side comment or make fun of him or something. But I feel like this week she's like,
I can make fun of him. You can't make fun of
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Like, my husband. It's like, you know, it's like when it's like, someone like makes fun of your sister and you're like, how fucking dare you? That's my sister. Exactly. But like, I'll kick your ass if you talk shit on my sister. But like, I can talk shit on my sister all I want because it's mine. That's mine. It's
like, he's my best friend. Like,
I love my sisters.
I clearly know he doesn't wear a ring. I see it every day. That's not something that I'm insecure about.
And I completely when she started him. Crying about it too, because it also was like, it felt very like, it felt gross because I'm like, these storylines of cheating are getting kind of annoying now because it's like, that's like the low hanging fruit. It just made me think of like, I know we'll talk about in Salt Lake, but like Sean crying and being like, my daughter is going to think I want to like sabotage our family, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're making a mountain out of a molehill, and it's gross because like, especially too, if Sai, the way that you, you know, that's rumored you got your husband, it's a like glass houses, bitch.
I think they're going to have a variant. What's going to be that reunion seating?
So, oh, they've already announced it. Sai's oh. that chair.
Ooh.
It's Aaron, Jenna, and Sai on okay. one couch. And then it's Jessel. Our girls got first chair, Jessel, Bryn, Uba.
Yeah, that makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, people are like, you know, why is it Jenna first chair? You guys, I know she's Jenna Lyons. But she's not like... Aaron, whether you like Aaron or not, Aaron has had an issue with every single person on this cast.
Yeah.
And Jessel, sorry, I don't care. Like, I've been a Jessel. Somebody commented and they said Tank Tops Unite. Is her last name? No, her last name is Tank. And so it's like Tank Tops Unite, like Jessel fans unite. I'm like, I've been a Tank Top since day one.
You really have.
I mean, I've loved Jessel since the beginning because I'm like, first off, she's inherently, she is a nice person. And she wants to be liked by this cast. And she's like, I'm trying to relate to Sai. And like, I get it that I think she was really trying to say, my uncle is an alcoholic and he passed away from alcohol. And I know, you know, your mom. And she's trying to relate because these women keep saying, tell me about your life. Tell me about these things. And so she's trying to find moments. And I really like the way that Jenna also comforted Jessel when she went over there too. It was like, well, what I'm hearing is like, you want to be heard and you want to find a way to relate to them. And I just, you know, I thought that Jessel.
I just I don't like you. You know what? Like, Jessel, I don't like you. I don't want to be friends with you.
I don't care.
You can compare our stories. Like, you saying that about my mom and your uncle, that is not a comparison. Like, if that is her truth. But she just, like, comes off as a mean
She's just girl. Mean. Like, I don't care about your life. It's like... Okay, why? But then you want me to share every part of my life, but then you decide you don't care. Like, pick a lane, like you said. Like, either. And why don't you like Jessel, though? Because even when she's telling people about this lunch and she's like, and then she came 35 to 40 minutes late. It's like, you came 20 minutes late. Did you text her you'd be 20 minutes late?
Right. The lunch was a waste of time. I'm so over you.
It's, you know, it's just funny because I, you know, Sai thought she was coming off so differently. It's like, I would assume any person that goes on these shows is hoping, praying that they are a fan favorite, right? Like, you don't go on this show. You don't go on this show to be like, God, I hope the fandom.
No, I just think the weirdest thing about the Sai situation is that she wants this Vietnam story to be a lie too.
And it's like, she's like, you say bizarre. He's flying next week. It's like, first off, she owes you nothing. Yeah. They thought it was next week because they thought the borders would open. Guess what? They didn't. And I love too, Pavitt posted a reel this week too, showing the deal that he got. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and this is why I did it. And he's like showing everything. And I was like, I love him.
Okay. I think David, I actually really enjoy David until this week.
Okay.
He Thank asked you. Uba. So why are you single? It's like, what
the fuck question is that? Shit?
Like, no, so wrong.
I'm like, oh my God, thank you for asking. I'd love to open up my notes app because I've created a list of why I'm single. I know. It's like, shut the first off, because I think he was like, because I would date you. Goodbye, Sai. Goodbye, Sai. And a Ken Todd voice.
And then I also don't like that Uba is gatekeeping some guy in Connecticut with a 10-bedroom house. If you're going to be on these shows, you need to expose your entire life, okay?
Well, she said on Watch What Happens Live, she said, you know, I wanted to make sure it was going to last because the worst thing is when you introduce your friend group or even put them on a show like this and it's brand new and it doesn't work out. You have to tell everybody what happened. She's still with him. And they and they pleaded for her. They're like, would we see him on season two?
Okay.
And she made it seem like, you know, if everything goes right, she'll show him on season two.
If she gets an apple.
Well, no, Andy's the one that was kind of like, see him on season two. Like okay. It sounds like I think if they're smart, everybody on this cast comes back.
It is hard. Like, we don't need revolving doors. Now we know who we like, why we like them. And
you can add guess one what? Or two people.
We're flip floppers as well. So it will sandals. Be okay.
Big sandal girls.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm like, I don't like Abe either.
Abe says he likes Aaron because they travel and they like music and sex and food. And we put up with each other's shit. It was so romantic. They're always talking about sex. And
well, he's like, I feel bad for Aaron because I want it all the time. And I'm like, this is why it's like, that's to me, it's very transactional over there. I don't think Aaron is as into it as she pretends to be. Like, I think all these things like swingers, threesome, Abe being a cuck so he can watch some guy fuck his wife in front of him while he sits in a chair in a corner. Like, these are all Abe's ideas.
Or maybe they've already done all these things.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No. And I'm just going to say, the way that they're talking about Pavitt and Jessel's marriage is it's just, karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma. Don't put that energy out there because it will come back to you.
I'm actually pretty excited to see this reunion because I feel like there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff we're not seeing.
Yeah. Even in the OC when we had like unseen footage, I'm like, okay, I'll tell you scenes we could have cut out to put that unseen footage in. Like, I think we're going to get a lot of unseen footage in this reunion.
Pavitt saying size bipolar. Not a good look. Everyone's well, like, you need to retract. You don't want to say that. Don't say that.
I thought it was actually a good moment because it's like he said something and then they're like, oh, no. And he's like, okay, sorry, I take that back. And like, I think he was trying to say she was just, you know, it was here and there and everywhere and up and down, blah, blah, blah. But I thought that it was good, too, when she's like, yeah, you know, Bryn and Jessel both said you should retract. And he's like, OK, sorry about that. Sorry.
So next week is the finale.
Yes. And it's Bryn's birthday party. I know we did, but so like they did a scene in Bryn's house. And I just thought it was funny when they went to her desk to show the old books. Like, she does collect old books. I don't know if they have pictures in it or not because they're closed.
That wasn't at her house. They can't film in her apartment.
They were inside her apartment filming because she had when she was talking to her brother on her bed. Yeah, because if you go to Domino Magazine Instagram, they did an interview in her. She's in her room.
Oh, I thought that was like the whole thing that they couldn't film in her apartment. That's why we never see it.
Maybe they like allowed it. That was her apartment.
Hmm.
She has many leather-bound books.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what did you think about Bryn saying to Jessel, like, you need to stand up to her. And then if you're, like, mean to Sai, then she'll be like, do you want to go get a drink? I'm like, you just don't need to be friends with Sai at all.
I kind of agreed, though.
Sai could be an outcast. Like, I want to watch her, like, tail between her legs next season.
She might be able to own it, though.
She seems like
someone that could own it.
She is on Instagram and like TikTok. She is the most bothered, unbothered person.
Tell me more.
Just everything that she's like, oh, I don't care. Like that doesn't bother me. But yet she's like responding to comment after comment and like denying things or like, mm-hmm. you know, putting herself like saying like, I don't care. But like, it seems like you do care, Sai.
How could you not care?
I know. And what I did laugh too when they called Aaron a parrot.
She does. She kind of like repeats everything and just stirs the pot like basically on one-on-ones.
It's like, didn't Sai and Aaron did not like each other? Because I do believe now. Now I 100% believe that Sai said the comment about cheese, that cheese is weird. I do believe that she said that. I'm like, okay. Because I'm like, Aaron wants to be cool with the girls. And I'm like, Aaron, you could
I think she's always been a cool girl.
I don't think so. I actually don't think so.
I definitely do.
Think she could be the cool girl, but there's something.
No, I think this is probably the first time in her life she hasn't been the cool girl.
And it's really bothering her.
Yeah.
But she seems like such a follower. And I don't think.
No, I think she just plays both sides.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say it again. Jenna, I need more from you. I'm thinking, is Jenna going to come back next season?
Maybe it's her the type first, of situation where she's just like, I'm going to walk away.
Her first time on Watch What Happens Live this season will be next week.
Right.
Her first
time. Engaged.
I mean, it's just like,
maybe she's just a very busy woman. You know, she's got Beckett 1 week. The next week, she is in Scotland.
I don't think she's going to BravoCon either.
Maybe she's like, not for me.
But then why?
She just wanted to promote her business. She's like, I did it. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm kind of okay with it.
Like if she doesn't come back?
Yeah. I kind of feel like I got everything I wanted out of her. Now I'm trying to
move on. Okay.
But I'm like, don't bring in new people.
Oh, see, I would be okay with one or two other people. Mostly because I don't need... Or maybe we get more of Uba's life. Like there's something missing within the cast. And I honestly think it's because there was that seventh housewife. And so there's this weirdness within the cast. So like I would be okay bringing in like one or two extra people. We need some friends of. You can't introduce a friend of within a new cast.
That's a good point.
And like think about like Miami.
But
like
I it's would like six like official. Kelly to be a friend of Aaron's sister.
Oh, God, no.
I would.
Kelly? No, why are we bringing allies for Aaron? We don't need allies for Aaron.
No, I enjoyed her.
What? She said when she yelled at them for talking so she could get screen time?
Yeah. Give me the sass.
No, we can find others.
There's not any other women in New York.
Just put Ramona on this cast.
What is going on with all these ruggeds? I feel like there's so many, but...
Well, that's coming in November, right? It's like there's so much happening right now, you guys. It's like how, like Winter House. I forgot about Winter House, October 24th. So, like, that's leading into like the week of, like, there's just so many things happening. There's Married to Medicine.
Beverly Hills.
Married to Medicine.
Yeah.
Southern Charm is on. We're going to have the Rehugget.
But Rugged's Peacock.
We'll probably be on Peacock, right? So we said, yeah. Someone told me that Dubai is airing the first episode of the new season at BravoCon. So that's got to be coming soon. It's like
overwhelming.
There's a lot. I do like having a break here and there.
Yeah.
But we won't. We shan't have any.
But not a break from Salt Lake City.
And then, you know, they all take 3 week breaks during like the winter season. Like, remember, it's like they started like a Top Chef season, like right after Thanksgiving and then didn't bring it back until January. It was like, here's the premiere. And then
the holidays are hard.
It's tough. I'm just saying we could stagger. Anyways, and I want to apologize again. I didn't mean to. I felt like I was calling you dumb earlier with the Vietnam ticket. Okay. I was hoping that we could explain it more in case anybody didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Wait, what happened last week with when you rewatched the episode?
What do you mean?
You rewatched because I was like, what's the deal with Jen and the Cabo thing? Jen and Ryan going to Cabo. I was like, didn't they go together? And then you
No, you said I couldn't understand. I didn't think that they were together. And I was like, oh, no, like they were together because at one point they did go on a Cabo trip. But then I rewatched it and I was like, no, Mary, you're right. Ryan was on this trip with them and Jen wasn't there. But then I'm like, why is Ryan on the trip with them?
No, it almost seemed confusing. Like they went on the trip together, but were pretending not to be together.
No, but I think they said Jen was not on the trip. And that's why it was so confusing for you. Because you're like, Jen's not on the trip. I'm like, no, they were together.
No, I thought they were both together, but they weren't. They were pretending that they weren't hooking up.
Okay, when I rewatched it, it sounded as if Jen was not on the trip. And that's where Ryan told Eddie and Tamara about the affair, but Jen was not there.
Okay. I'm not sure about that one.
I just want, if I was wrong, I apologize for that too. I'm often wrong. Mary, you're often right. And you know, you always say, if you say it with conviction, it sounds true.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break unless there's anything else you want to mention about New York and we'll come back with Salt Lake City.
Let's come back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back with the best show on television.
I mean, but it's a parody, right? Like, when we watch this, you need to realize that this Housewives up, like, Salt Lake City is so camp.
Honestly, Meredith said this rumor, but they never filmed her on camera saying it.
So she's Heather Dubrow.
She is denying this till the day she dies. Like, I've never said that rumor. What are you talking about?
She's an LVP, I don't know anything about it. Sniper from the side.
Yeah.
She's Heather talking about Shannon's relationship off camera, but keep it in the vault.
I also feel like Angie, you know, goes up and confronts her. You're spreading rumors about my marriage and my husband. Like, I'm not even going to say what they are. And then she's like, but you're saying things about other men. And Meredith just is like, nope, I've never done that. Not saying that. It's not on camera. Like, and then Angie's just sitting there and she's like, look at me when you're addressing me. She's like, I know you fucking said this. Like, they're the only one spreading your legs outside of your marriage.
It's like,
it's also the best part about this. Like, I really don't think our baby Barlow cheated on John.
No.
Heather doesn't even bring people on. So,
well, I love to when
Lisa got, I mean, not Lisa, Whitney got together with her husband because of an affair.
It's so, I mean, the whole thing is funny because it's like, first off, again, I'm so over this. This is like, and again, when Sean was crying, I wanted to cry with Sean, but it's like, I love when Heather is like, yeah, I heard the rumor. Whitney's like, you have? It's like, Whitney, you fucking heard the rumor too, because you encouraged Monica off camera to say, and then like Lisa being like, wait, what's happening? Like Lisa also knows like the rumor, even though she's never heard that in her life. But I love when Heather goes, well, yeah, he's a hairdresser. Of course I've heard the rumor. She's like, and with the Mormon, like with all the Mormons around here, if you see a cardigan in a guy's closet, he's gay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like she's just like Heather is really, what a comeback season for Heather.
This is why we originally liked her.
Yes. Is that she was so like, she's like, she's just saying things on the side. She's just like, yeah, I heard it. Like, not saying she believed it. It's the same thing with like the Lisa rumor actually last season for Heather, where Heather was like, I heard it. I didn't think it was true. So I wasn't going to like perpetuate it on camera.
No. And the best part is also like Meredith is like, there is something wrong with that Angie woman. Can you believe this? I have a great marriage. Can you believe this?
We have a podcast. It's where I pick Seth's nose and he gives me wine in a shot glass with an ice cube.
I just
we do it from the bathtub.
I'm take. Their marriage is a hoax. It is to me. And they don't have houses. What do their kids do? They're very mysterious.
When are we
really going to expose them?
No.
Okay.
We're not.
I want to.
Whitney will at some point. That's her goal.
I think she's the most dangerous.
Dangerous?
Dangerous.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Arrest her. Is it the 40-inch ponytail?
That had me cackling. Like, Brooks is like, Mom, come on. We're going show snowing. You're in full glam.
as I was watching them drive to this snowshoe thing, the whole time, like, I'm thinking, like, this ponytail is so ridiculous on her. Like, what is even happening? It's not even the actual color of her hair normally. Like, what is this ponytail? And then when he just, like, drags her for it, I'm like, okay, thank you.
They're in on the joke.
Yeah, like, I don't know if Meredith is in on the joke, right. But Brooks definitely is. Okay, why, again, I have to ask, why is Mary on this show?
She's like, I cannot believe I wasted another good outfit on this event. Can I get a to-go box? Lisa, like, what food?
Why is Lisa running up to get her a flatbread? And then she's like talking to the guy like, you can't even put it in a box. I have to do it myself. It's like, Mary. And then I'm laughing too because it's like Mary's getting a flatbread. So Mary's getting a piece of pizza, which she's already like, she's already told Monica, like, stop eating, you fat pig. You're eating a crepe. And now she's going to take home a pizza. She's eating a Filet-O-Fish. Monica's grandma's eating a Filet-O-Fish. I'm like, is there a deal with McDonald's in the Housewives franchises now?
Well, I told you this before. The Filet-O-Fish was invented during Lent so that on Fridays when you can't eat meat, you could have the Filet-O-Fish. I've told you that before, right?
You've not told me that, but you did say that Michael loves Filet-O-Fish. Michael
will definitely get a Filet-O-Fish on a Friday during Lent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is
a new knowledge for you, huh?
I guess we are in Lent time, right? Because we're doing Angie's Easter next weekend or Monica's Easter next weekend.
It could be. I don't know if Mormons have those same.
Well, hers was Greek Easter. Let me look up when
Greek Easter would make sense.
Greek
Orthodox
Easter 2022 or are we 2020?
No, that's right. But I don't know.
Sunday, April 16th. So Orthodoxies. So we're in April. So we are probably in Lent with the Filet-O-Fish.
It's a hot item.
It makes sense when you say it like that. When you said like, well, Michael likes to eat it during Lent. And I just said, okay, but I guess because it was invented for that. So they can still have meat business on
Fridays.
Mm-hmm. I get that's honestly great play, McDonald's. It sounds disgusting to me, a Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's.
I haven't had one,
but not for me. I understand. Like, look,
but I think there might be a cult following.
You've got to meet your customer where they're at,
right?
And this is smart.
The Christians.
This is why Chick-fil-A always cracks me up. The fact that they have Chick-fil-A's in football stadiums when those games are played on Sunday.
I know. So silly. In Atlanta, they have one.
Yeah, I know that, you know, Atlanta, it's also like where the soccer, but there's other events outside of Sunday, but it just does make me
big
laugh.
Big draw.
Big draws. You can't have Chick-fil-A come for a different sport or a concert.
Yes.
Or when we're on Monday Night Football.
Right.
Then you can look out there. Okay. Back to the show.
Okay. So let's talk about how we have to also pretend that Angie went home, kept her lips sealed, did full hair.
I didn't want to bother you while you're
lamb. But honestly, Sean's acting skills had me tearing up because
give him a daytime, nighttime Emmy, whatever. He repeated this sentiment. This is what he said on Watch What Happens Live last week too. I'm sad that I'm missing. I haven't had time to watch the Mary one because she's on with Z-Way. I'll be watching that after we record. But he just said the same thing. Like, I just thought he's thinking of the kids. And that's what like annoys me about these storylines when they like make it up. It's like you go on these shows and you basically have to sell yourself to the devil for like a small paycheck. Because she's, what do they say? Housewives make like $60,000 their first year.
Right.
You know, and I did love all the family photos that we saw, by the way.
I mean, we have this wonderful horse photo in the background. We have
there was one with a beanie, photo with the curls and Angie. We got some wedding we got to see a wedding photo guy from them. Big hat guy. You know what? Embrace it.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, Sean kind of looks like Michael.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. They have those baby blues, little scruff.
Always wearing a hat. I'll do a side by side.
Do you kind of see it?
Maybe next week I will.
Okay. Yeah. Just
that didn't come to mind.
Okay. I was watching. I was like, I can see a little Michael there. Okay.
I think Sean's hot, so I'll take it.
I don't know why, though, it cracks me up. Because, like, when Angie's, like, talking about them getting married, she's like, well, then, you know, and then in the Greek tradition, like, infidelity is not okay. And I'm like, I think infidelity in general is not okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like,
no, like, but I think they actually played this very well. Like, those, they're, yes. they're not even concerned about the gay part. It's like the adultery.
Infidelity. Yeah. She's like, don't let her get to you. She's a miserable bitch. I loved you when he was like, she's not welcome in my home. So I guess she doesn't show up next week.
I'm definitely not. There's no way she's coming.
You know what we're going to get? We're going to get a scene of Meredith in her bathtub, quote unquote, unbothered.
I can't wait.
You know it.
Love it. Where has John Barlow been?
He's in the temple with Jack.
That, okay. I am kind of like breaking for her when they're getting the nails done because she's like, I can't be mad at him. He isn't getting girls pregnant. He isn't doing meth.
I also, when she said meth, I thought she said math. And I was like, algebra?
Like, okay. But she's like, I've never read the Book of Mormon. Like, but I am an avid reader. And I mean, but she's like, I'm not going to go to the temple. Like, I can't wear those garments. That's just like not.
She doesn't feel worthy. That's, she said, you have to be like worthy. Like, she's like, maybe I drink too much Diet Coke. John's going to go. I think it really hurts her. I think he has a grand scheme. He's got a plan here.
Tell me what you think.
Not only is he going to go serve the Mormon church and try to convert people to Mormonism, I think he's trying to take Fresh Wolf globally.
Okay. Knocking door to door.
I think what he's saying is join the church and you also get a monthly subscription to Fresh Wolf hair. So not only do you have luscious locks, but the higher the hair, the closer to heaven. Welcome to Mormonism.
I mean, that would be an interesting take. It was like a buy one, get one free kind of thing.
Like, welcome to the church. Here's a free sample. I just, you know, the stuff smells delish.
I have it in my shower.
Yeah, it's it is fresh.
But like Heather and Whitney talking about it, like Whitney was very smart. Because she left the church. She does not condone that kind of work. And obviously, Heather has gone on a mission. She wrote this book about it. She.
After hearing also, Heather this week, though, I do understand it a bit more. Do I think kids are off limits? Yes. But I also understand when Heather is saying, like, I think you're right. Like, Whitney's playing it because she's like, no, I'm an ally of Lisa, so I'm not crossing that. But Heather,
it's also tricky because you're talking about someone's kid.
Right. But Heather's saying more about what she's left the Mormon church. And she's saying, like, I did all this stuff to convert to this thing that I don't believe in that I think is so wrong. And yeah. I see Heather's point here. And there's so much contention between like Lisa and Heather. I like did not realize this, the way that Lisa reacted when they went over to comfort Angie, but instead had to comfort Lisa.
Right. Lisa spiraling.
Lisa was like literally spiraling over here. And I'm like, I see where Heather's coming from, but I'm like, but you won't get, you're not good with Whitney, don't have the combo and don't have it on camera, especially.
Well, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to change Jack's mind and make him not go on his mission? Like, that's not your place. And his parents are supporting him and this is what he wants to do. And he's 18 years old and.
Right.
You don't have to agree with it, but don't try to like step in the way of it.
Well, then she's like, and I had like a great time in France. I was like, of course Heather would get to go to France.
Right.
Sounds great. Love that.
But I would also like love to hear from him what is Jack's like driving force to do it, because they don't seem super like religious, so that he is really passionate about this work. I'd just be curious to hear.
Well, it is, because when he said like, oh, I'm reading the Book of Mormon like now, I'm like, was there like a pact with a friend group? Like what happened there?
Definitely. I feel like outside forces that are not Lisa and John.
Yeah.
And I don't know who they are. That's just like what all his friend group's doing. And he wants to do that. Or maybe he really believes in it. This is horrible. I feel weird talking about this. To be honest.
So what did you think of Lisa talking about Heather?
They're never like, going to like each other. And I actually thought it was very calculated for Heather to invite over Angie. Did you notice them painting like bird feeders?
Well, Heather loves birds now.
I know. I'm very over that. Yeah. But
the timeline was all off for me because they go to Angie's, which is technically the day before, the day after the après ski event. But then they show a clip of Heather and Lisa talking about the thing, and they say it's 2 days before. And then Heather and Angie, I don't know if they're like okay at the après ski, but they had talked about a week before that Angie's going to go over to Heather's house.
Make the bird feeders.
To make, like, she makes those bird feeders. Yeah. So I'm like, this timeline is like throwing me off of like where we are.
Because I think that Heather is being calculated. It's almost like she's deciding to make amends with Angie to bother Heather. I mean, to bother Lisa.
Yeah. Which is funny because I'm like, Lisa and Heather would actually be a great team. Like, Leather. Yeah, that's just come like on.
Never going to happen.
I know. But it's like, I'm like, Meredith and Lisa are not for long. They're not. Like, I love that Lisa is like, oh, it's you today, Angie. It was me for three seasons with Meredith. Like, this whole thing has happened. I'm like, okay, so they're like frenemies.
Yeah. Of course.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer kind of thing.
I mean, Meredith's only friend is Mary. And she won't
Meredith film. Is Meredith the Heather Dubrow of the group or is she the Tamara? Because Heather Dubrow is the off camera, but Tamara is the one who's stirring the pot there.
I think she's the Heather Dubrow.
Okay, who's the Tamara?
Without the Whitney.
Whitney's the Tamara, isn't she?
I don't know if we can make that comparison.
I actually love the scenes of like watching Heather and Whitney like ski and snowboard. I'm like, they're good. Like, Whitney's really good at snowboarding.
No surprise.
Like, she's taking jumps.
Well, she's like, has a banging bod.
Okay.
And they live like right there. Where you can ski after school.
I just don't like it. All right, guys, I'm going to say it for the millionth week in a row.
You don't like Monica.
I don't like her. I don't care about her storyline. Sorry you were poor.
Okay.
Sorry you're still poor.
I'm still intrigued by her. I mean, I also was like, did she name her kid Wes? But it's Wesley. I mean, girls are saying boner in the car ride home or the car ride to school. But this situation with her mom is super interesting. And I feel like she's like, mom, I got pregnant at 19. Do you think saying the prayers helped me? Like, look where we are now. And like, she has a lot of blame towards her mother.
You know what? I know she's poor, so she probably can't afford it, but get a therapist. Because if you're still looking for stability at 38, I mean, not that we aren't, but it's like, you had stability and then you still had an 18-month affair with your brother-in-law. Where was the stability that you thought?
I mean, she has an interesting story still. I'm still saying it. I mean,
she's also has very much she has the single mom and daughter. She's the Gilmore Girl relationship there. Like, you're my mom, but you're also my best friend, but you're like, remember that movie with Susan Sarandon and Natalie Portman, Anywhere But Here?
Yes, I do.
This is like, I feel like that is Monica and her mom.
Yes. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, well, she Nana, moves
Nana, then poor Nana. Nana's not even talking.
Nana's like, stop cursing at my home with all of my friends. Not here.
But, and then it's also kind of funny that they all like followed her out there.
Of course, because it's like, yeah, Monica left because she's like, I got to get away from you crazy bitches. And they're like, oh, but we want to come.
Right.
And that, you know, I always say too, like, if I leave, my mom's like, I'll probably come.
I could see that.
And you know what? She will.
I could see that.
She will.
That's nice.
I know. I mean, I like that. Listen, you know, at some point you're going to have somebody who's like wants to like babysit your children or like, you know. Yeah. Whatever, but it's just like I like it. Like I said,
want Monica to come back.
I don't care. She can come back, but stop being poor. I'm just like, it's the same thing with Sai. Sai, I get it. You grew up poor and you've overcome and now you live this like great life. And like, do I need to like, you say when you think of Sai, you should think of Lux. But then I'm also like, but every story you tell is how you were poor. So like, I actually think when I think of poor, I think of Sai. That's the word that I think of. And like the trauma Olympics. Oh. And I just, for me, I'm like, you actually are like dramatic.
I appreciate the trauma Olympics.
You like that?
No, I don't like that. No, Sai's trying to show, like, look what I built for myself, which I think she's accomplished a lot. Monica, I just think, will say She has no filter. She will do her part. She's ready. She's willing and able to do the dirty work, a la telling Angie about what Meredith said.
Her tagline should have been like, I once assisted at con, but now I found my confidence. You know, she's got to make a name for herself outside of Jen Shaw's assistant. So she's like saying whatever.
They kind of stopped that narrative too.
I think it's coming back though.
I want it to come back.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I think Monica, I'm like, Monica,
you're not interested. Like, I think she's so interesting.
Maybe
not a housewife.
Maybe she'd be a great friend of, she's moving storylines along here. So I think it's fun. I think it's funny too, that she's trying to like make Mary her best friend. Like, I think she brings, like, she said the rumor. So it's like, even though I don't like the rumor, at least she was willing to say it on camera, even though she got conned by Whitney.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I don't think she needs to go. I'm just like, I get it. Like, you're struggling, but we don't watch Housewives to be poor. I watch them to be DeLulu.
Right.
Like, I want to watch them be ridiculous and like put snowshoes on and pretend like they're going to go snowshoeing. You know, I want to watch like
they walked 100 feet.
I'm watching Mary berate a man who's creating a flatbread for her. I'm watching Lisa lose a 60K ring. You know, like, I'm watching, like,
I want to see the wealth. I get it.
Yeah. I just like, woe is me is not my thing here when I'm watching a show.
It was kind of interesting that we went literally to a retirement home fight with her mom. That sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. We could have done that at home in the McDonald's parking lot.
Right.
We probably could have gone to the McDonald's if they've got a deal going. It's the new Priv.
Oh, God.
Look, but another great episode. I mean, I don't.
Fantastic. I love it so much.
Yeah. Like, Salt Lake is bringing it in the best sense of camp. Like, the editors are in on it. They're making me giggle. Like, I literally text you. I just say, I'm giggling.
Giggling. It's just an easy watch.
It's just an easy watch. You know, I think it was a great season of Orange County. I've been watching New York this whole time. And I think for a first season, I think they've really...
There's potential.
I really do think that it's like, I think that the whole cast should come back, add a friend or two of, like, we could be like a Miami cast here. I think, you know, I think Southern Charm is back.
Oh, loving it.
I think there's a Bravo sense that's happening in the sense of like, these shows are having a second life. And I'm having...
It's like, been a good year.
Sometimes, don't you ever feel when like there's a show on and this is like honestly how I felt about like Dubai when we fell off of it, was like, I'm not excited to watch this show.
Right.
Like,
I'm so excited to watch Southern Charm. Every week.
Like Below Deck for me has gone. That's for me. Like, I don't watch that anymore. I was watching, you know, because of Captain Jason and what had happened. Yeah. I've watched like episodes here and there, but that's not appointment TV for me anymore. Like, but these shows, I'm all like, when it's on, I'm like, yeah. And Sister Wives, obviously. Obviously, Sister Wives. And, you know, I've been watching the season of Big Brother. Yeah. I let Big Brother, Big Brother and the Challenge, I store. If you miss one, there's three episodes of Big Brother a week. It's tough.
That's awful.
Yeah. But the new season of Survivor is out too. Those are 90 minute episodes.
It's 45 seasons. On 45 seasons.
I've watched every single one.
That's crazy.
I think Survivor might be, if anybody on the Survivor casting is listening to this, because obviously, why wouldn't they? Please cast my sister.
Oh, which one?
Rachel.
Okay.
Please cast her. She would be great. Great character.
Okay.
Great character. She'd be fantastic. I know.
Would she do it?
She like applies every season. She loves that show. I'm like, enjoy your aqua dump. It couldn't be me. That's where you take a poop in the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It couldn't be me. But, you know, she loves, like, I love watching it. She's like, I want to do it. I'm like, okay. There's something for everyone, you know?
That should be our 2024 goal.
I would like that to be her own goal and not mine to get her on. But like, I've said my piece for her
and to help her
there. Yeah, I think, you know, she'd be great on it. Is there ever a reality show you would go on? I'm sorry. I know I'm taking up our time and we should be ending here.
I think I could go on The Bachelor. Like, I totally was like, I don't think I'd make it very far, but I would just be interested. I mean, even like when I was a young teacher, I was like, I could be on Below Deck. I could help that chief stew. I could fold laundry for a summer. Yeah, make some money. Hell yeah.
I would love to do like The Amazing Race, because I think it's a really great way to do cool things around the world that you would never do and go to places you probably would never go to.
I'd also be okay with being a guest on Below Deck.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the guests never look great though.
True.
Like Mary would be the one where she's like, I'm gonna jump off the top of this boat. And they're like, no, you literally can't. She's like, watch me. And she'd like sneak up there at like 3 a.m. while someone's on anchor watch and be like, uh-oh. And they'd be like, she'd be like, sorry, too many espresso teenies.
And then Captain Lee would be like, you're going home.
I'm more pissed than an ant who's walked through a glass shard.
And I would say, okay, I understand. I can understand.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
See you later.
Bye.